Signs in Te Reo in a Kapiti Coast town have prompted a graffiti complaint to the council, but the Ōtaki artist behind them says the real problem is racism. Hohepa Thompson's trying to encourage the everyday use of Te Reo Māori, so he put a label reading Rapihi, or rubbish, on the council bin outside his store. But the sticker kept disappearing, and then the bin disappeared too.
So it's a part of a kind of community initiative we're running where we're trying to get more Te Reo into kind of mainstream little spaces. And I noticed someone was taking the stickers off over a kind of 3-week period. And then I had my sneaking suspicions who it was, so I kind of baited them by completely covering the sticker outside the bin from our shop. And then I watched as I saw them rip it off. And then the council had complaints that they were offended by them. But the biggest thing that kind of gets me is that they're offended by these stickers and our culture, but they're happy to kind of sell Tonga Māori from their store. So they don't want anything to do with the initiative, but they're kind of happy to profit from our culture.
Hohepa, just to go back a step, can you describe the stickers to me? Tell me what they said and where you initially put them.
The sticker says Rapihi, which is Māori for rubbish, and there was just one put on each bin as you walked up the roads.
So, and when you put them there, would they disappear the next day, the stickers?
Yeah, one of them, the one outside our shop, it was constantly disappearing. And being ripped off, and I kind of noticed what was happening, and so I replaced it with a more of a vinyl sticker, which is really hard to get off. And then that's when I noticed there were like kind of scrape marks, and really trying to get it off. So, you know, casual racism has kind of come out as well. So. Yeah, it's. I've kind of put my foot down and said that we're not going to tolerate it anymore.
So the council has said what to you about the stickers?
I've not heard anything from council about it. I just saw that the bin had been taken away and replaced with a new one.
So what do you think? What do you think the real issue is here then?
I think the issue is blatant racism. It's just been happening for too long.
Well, can you even begin to try and explain what might be offensive about the sticker?
No, it's like the most, like, there's nothing to be offended by it whatsoever. It's so tiny. I've seen the complaint was that they're offended by it and think it was an eyesore. And the woman has approached me before, saying, why do you have to keep putting your Māori stuff up everywhere? And as an artist who puts murals all around the town, and, you know, for instance, just about to start a big one at the local school that says Manaakitanga at the local college, it's just like, this is kind of my job and this is actually what I do.
So how has this left you feeling, the disappearing labels and then the bin going?
Yeah, it was quite taxing last week. You know, you kind of, I mean, I've grown up with this type of behaviour before, but to kind of see it, like, and catch it out, you know, yeah, it's hard to take, but, you know, some people are pretty ignorant out there, so I don't think they quite realise the actions that they're doing are racist. And calling it out is something that was really hard to do, but I'm pretty glad that I did it, to be honest.
Hohepa Thompson in Kapiti Coast District Council has confirmed a bin was removed due to a graffiti complaint, but following an investigation, it accepts the sticker was trying to further promote Ōtaki as a bilingual town. The council says it fully supports the use of Te Reo Māori in its work and is open to exploring opportunities to collaborate with the creative sector to promote the use of Te Reo Māori.